Thank you and good afternoon. On Tuesday, Fortuna police responded to a parking lot in the 3300 block of Renner Drive after a man was seen pulling on multiple car door handles. Officers contacted the man, who had a child on his shoulders, and he refused to give his name to officers after numerous attempts. The man's wife came to the scene and she refused to give officers the man's name as well, and took custody of the child. After continuing to refuse to give a name, officers attempted to detain the man, but he became combative and resisted violently, causing injury to one of the officers. The man was transported to county jail and was booked for resisting arrest, as well as causing injury to an officer. The man was later identified as 49-year-old George Lewis Scavelli, who had escaped police custody in San Francisco to avoid prosecution for distributing drugs in 1992. Humble Bay fire crews responded to heavy flames coming from a single-story residence in the 2200 block of Union Street early this morning. At close to 2 a.m., fire crews responded to the scene and were able to knock down the blaze within 10 minutes. No occupants were located, and no injuries were reported on scene. Fire crews have determined that the cause of the fire is suspicious in nature, and the investigation is currently underway. Eureka police arrested Jason Curtis on Sunday morning after the owner of the Stuffed Potato restaurant in Eureka, Helga Morgan, called police to report she had just been assaulted. Morgan told police that Curtis acted in a strange manner when he initially walked into her restaurant around 9 a.m., and after she asked him to leave once, he returned. The 76-year-old Morgan said that Curtis then punched her in the face, causing injury, and she told Kim Kemp of the Southern Humboldt News blog Redheaded Black Belt that I fell back and hit my head on the concrete, blood went everywhere, and now I have a broken nose and fractures in my face. Curtis was booked for felony assault causing great bodily injury, along with probation violations, and he could face prison time if convicted. Friends of Morgan are now discussing ways to raise money for the business owner, who may be forced to close temporarily until she heals. Today, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office introduced a new deputy who will be stationed in Garberville thanks to Measure Z funding. Foy Malindi was hired in 2015 as a deputy recruit and graduated from the College of the Redwoods Police Academy over the summer. He began his first day as a solo deputy on Monday. PG&E crews will be out on Eureka City streets for the next few weeks as they make improvements to the street lighting system. Crews will be retrofitting LED street lights, which are more efficient and will reduce the number of lights that are currently out of service. 35-year-old Hannah Ashley was arrested and booked into county jail on Tuesday after she took her 7-month-old son from protective custody on Sunday morning. The boy, named Henry Massey, was taken from his grandmother's home in Gurneyville, and on Tuesday, Ashley was seen in Downeyville north of Lake Tahoe, close to the California-Nevada border in Sierra County. She was recognized by a store clerk who followed her and then called authorities. Officers later contacted Ashley, who was walking alongside the highway with a duffel bag containing the baby, and she was arrested following a brief struggle. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Association of Governments has a measure on the November ballot aimed at providing local funding for road maintenance, repair, and transportation, Measure U. If passed, Measure U would hike the county sales tax by a half cent, with the proceeds earmarked for local government agencies, and it will need a two-thirds majority to pass. County Public Works Director Tom Mattson spoke about Measure U on Talk Shop, and as per usual was blunt when he pointed out that the county needs an additional $15 million per year to properly maintain and repair existing roads.
$15 million a year, that's what the science studies tell us. Is our road division really needs about $15 million more a year to get our roads into a shape where they can be maintained cost effectively. We've got way too many bad roads, and they're just 4 to 10 times more expensive to repair than good roads.
Mattson said that traffic studies are used to determine where maintenance funds will be spent, and that primarily means the main arteries, but he also said you can't ignore the back roads.
We look at average daily traffic. That's a big factor on maintaining our roads. That's why you've seen us invest a lot of money in, say, Old Arcata Road, Myrtle Ave, Central Ave. Those are the roads with the vast majority of traffic on them in the county. but we can't turn all of our rural routes into gravel either. I mean, it's, you know, there's a significant economy in the county.
You can listen to Public Works Director Tom Mattson talk roads by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.